Okay, so I wanted to talk about the idea of it not being your fault if someone doesn't understand you or if you have trouble communicating in English. So, again, just for those of you who don't know me, my name's Chris Kowalczyk. I'm an ESL instructor. Been doing this since 2007 and mostly in the Southern California area, LA, Orange County area. But I did spend about 6 years in Japan teaching as well. So I've been teaching non-native speakers of English, whether in Japan or here in the United States, for about 17 years now, right? And I really enjoy it. Obviously, I'm making this podcast and I'm not trying to make any money off of it. This podcast is primarily for my current and former students. But if you're not one of my students, then welcome to the podcast. So I'm going to be talking about my experience in Japan as well and learning Japanese. But let's get back to the idea of it not being your fault. So I know it can be very frustrating for ESL students or just English learners in general or language learners is when somebody doesn't understand you. And the thing is, or somebody doesn't talk to you, even as a matter of fact. So the idea of it not being your fault is something that I think is important to keep in mind. So one thing to remember is that, if someone's having difficulty understanding you or the communication seems to be breaking down a little bit, they keep saying, "What? Huh?" It doesn't seem like they're understanding you. One thing to keep in mind is they may just not be paying attention to you. I mean, this probably happens a lot in your first language as well. When you're talking to people in your first language, sometimes people just don't pay attention, right? They have other things on their mind. Or they're waiting for what they want to say rather than actually listening to what you are saying. I actually see this a lot in the classroom as well, is sometimes when students are talking, because it's a language class, one person is talking a lot and it doesn't seem to be connected to what the conversation is about, directly connected. It's like that student was saving a lot of things up and then they just want to say everything, right? And then they're kind of not paying attention maybe to the other person. I mean, I used to do this too sometimes in Japan, is I would say what I wanted to say because I was really trying to develop my speaking proficiency, but I was maybe not paying close attention to what the other person was saying. So I've observed this. I know I used to do this myself. And just in general, even not in a language learning context, I mean, sometimes people just are waiting for their turn to speak and they may not be listening to you carefully. Which means they may not catch everything you say. So it's not always going to be your pronunciation or your vocabulary or your grammar that is causing a, some communication issues. They may literally not be paying attention, the other person. So again, they may be distracted. Sometimes they're just not friendly. I mean, there's a lot of people in my apartment complex where I live now who just don't want to say hi. There's a few people I said hi a few times and they just look at me and just keep walking, or they won't say hi, they'll just nod their head. And that's okay. I mean, it's not necessary to be friendly. And sometimes, maybe they're tired as well. Maybe they're a nice person, maybe they are usually friendly, but maybe they're just tired. Maybe they're upset about something. Maybe when they left their apartment, they just had an argument with somebody. Maybe their dog died that morning. There's a lot of reasons why people don't respond. So it might not be your pronunciation or your greeting or what you're saying is wrong. Maybe they just don't want to talk to anybody. So that's another thing to keep in mind as well. I experienced this in Japan. There were a few when I lived in my apartment. There were a few people who just would not say anything back. Generally, I would say hello, how are you doing? I don't know, not even like that, but it's a cultural thing as well. A lot of people in Japan, or at least in the city, don't really talk too much with strangers. But then when I moved to the suburbs, there was actually a there was a neighbor. The daughter was super friendly. She would always talk to me. I mean, she was a little kid, so she probably didn't care, right, at that age. I think she was maybe 8 or 9 years old. But the mother and the father were pretty friendly too. And so I would talk to them sometimes. And when I moved to the suburbs in Japan, more people in houses, not apartments necessarily, right? So my neighbors were pretty friendly. I had a duplex, so the person I shared the walls with was pretty friendly. And some of the people in the neighborhood will talk to me a little bit as well, and the people at the stores. And a lot of times it depends on what kind of store, right? Is it a big supermarket? They may not be so friendly in Japan, or I should say they may not be so chatty. But some of these smaller mom and pop stores, small business owners tend to be more conversational in Japan. In the United States, it really just depends. I mean, sometimes in a supermarket they'll be very chatty, and sometimes in a small business like a liquor store, they may not want to talk. So there's a lot of cultural reasons as well why people may not talk to you or may cut the conversation short. Another thing is they may have preconceived notions of English ability. So some students have told me that they'll try to speak English. So, for example, Hispanic students, they'll try to speak English with staff at a store, and then the staff will just start speaking Spanish, right? Even though they're a native speaker of English. So, sometimes people just assume your English is not at a certain level. Maybe you're trying to use English to practice it outside of the classroom, but sometimes the other person may just assume your English is not, up to the task. So then they may just default to your first language if that's what they speak, whether that's Korean or Spanish or whatever. So I can understand that. What happened to me a few times in Japan, especially this one time stands out, but it happened a few times. But I remember one time I was at a bank and I was asking for help, and the lady was speaking very slowly to me in Japanese. And I'm speaking to her in Japanese at a normal speed. I'm speaking at a normal speed, and I was pretty proficient at that time. And she just would not go to a normal speed. She kept slowing down, like I was like a beginning level Japanese speaker. And at that time, I was advanced. I was at an advanced level. I was basically doing everything on my own in Japanese. Like, I never needed a translator or anything. So, I think sometimes, and it happened a few times in Japan. People would speak very slowly to me. People would dumb down their Japanese a lot. And I don't think it was me. I think they just had this idea that a foreigner does not speak Japanese well. So I saw this sometimes too in the US. People would not baby English, but they would really simplify their English. They would simplify the grammar when talking to a foreigner or a non-native speaker. And I'm thinking, the other person speaks English just fine. You don't have to. So they'll say something like, "Do you want bathroom?" Or "Very hungry, you?" And it's like, I think the other person can understand, English pretty well. You can say, "Are you hungry?" or "Do you need to use the restroom?" So that happens sometimes. It happened to me. So they just in their mind, the other person just may not be able to process the fact that you're speaking English just fine. So anyway, it's not you. They may be unfamiliar with your accent. This is something that comes up a lot as well. So typically ESL teachers or English language teachers are familiar with the other person's accent, right? Whether that's an Indian accent or a Chinese accent or an Arabic accent or whatever. And so it's usually easier to communicate with the teachers because they're familiar with your accents. But then maybe when you take a road trip, for example, and you go to, I don't know, Wyoming, where there's probably not a lot of non-native speakers of English, they may be unfamiliar with your accent, so that may cause some issues with communication. Now, you got to keep in mind as well that this issue happens even among native speakers. So this happens to me a lot too. Sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and I have trouble understanding their accent, even if they're born in the US. So they could be from an area, I don't know, maybe let's say Boston or Texas or Louisiana. A lot of the southern parts of the United States can be pretty difficult to understand, even for somebody born in the US. So this happened a lot when I was in Japan, because when I was in the university, working at a university in Japan, the university tried to hire a diverse range of nationalities, because, if they go by just pure the number of applicants, it's going to be like 80% American. I'm not kidding, right? The staff would be like 80% American, just because there are more Americans than, you know, other nationalities of English-speaking countries. So what they did was they tried to have a balance of people from England and Scotland and Wales and Ireland and Australia and New Zealand and Canada. Canadian English and American English is basically the same. They did not have any South African teachers. They had a Jamaican teacher, I remember. They had a few Japanese teachers as well who were teaching English, but their accents were very close to a native speaker's accent. And I gotta be honest with you, that they didn't have any Singaporean or Indian teachers, at least at that time. But I have to be honest with you, a lot of my coworkers who are not from the US, I had trouble understanding their accents. There were a few people from Liverpool, and there was a guy from Scotland, and there was somebody from Ireland, there was another person from Australia. There were a few people whose accents I honestly had a lot of difficulty understanding. And I watch movies and TV shows from a lot of different countries, not just American shows. And so I feel like I'm pretty familiar with accents, different English accents. But man, this was really tough with some of these coworkers. Their English is perfectly fine. It's just was not really familiar with their accent, at least at that time. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And we all have an accent, I should say, right? Everybody has an accent. Even I have an accent. An accent is just the particular way that you speak, whether that's pronunciation, intonation, you know, stress, and things like that. Everybody has an accent. There are standardized, I guess, accents for countries, and then there are regional accents, but everybody has an accent, so they just may not be familiar with yours. Maybe it's not even your accent per se. Maybe you're not speaking clearly. Maybe you're mumbling. I don't know. Maybe you're speaking a little flat. So think about how you also speak in your first language, right? Because I know, like, some of my family members in Japan, some of them speak a little bit flat. It's a little harder to understand them, even though I understand Japanese just fine. Some of my family in Japan just don't speak very clearly. I mean, so it's not like I'm not understanding them Japanese. It's because they're not speaking very clearly. And you can think about the same thing in your first language. Some people just don't speak very clearly. So maybe ask yourself, or really think about your own way of speaking. You know, if you're not speaking clearly in your first language, and then you also are speaking a second language now with the accent as another barrier, then, you know, that's something you may need to be honest with yourself about. I think I said, yeah, some people just don't want to talk, they're not in the mood. So, you know, if somebody doesn't respond, maybe it's not because of the English barrier, language barrier, it's just they don't want to talk to you. With all those things said, you still need to do your part. You need to try to speak as clearly as possible. So I know this is hard for a lot of people. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, you're bad if you have, you know, if you're not speaking clearly, but I think, you know, it's yes, you know, people, the other person could make a little more effort to be patient with you and really try to listen to what you're saying. But at the same time, as a non-native speaker, I think you need to also make an effort to speak clearly as possible. So I'm just going to use this as an example. I know a lot of Chinese, Thai, Vietnamese, and maybe Cambodian speakers will tend to drop the final sound of a word. And so, you know, if you're dropping the final sound of many, many words and the other person is having trouble understanding you, I'm going to say that's probably something that there's definitely something you need to work on. If you're saying, you know, hot dog instead of hot dog, if you're saying hot dog, you know, if you're saying ba, ba instead of bad, I mean, l listen to the way I say it, right? So if you're saying bad, right, BAD, if you slow it down and say it as clearly as possible, you're going to say bad, bad. How do I say it normally? I hold the final sound, bad, bad, but I'm still holding that sound, right? But a lot of speakers from Asia will say, ba, ba. And that is not really comprehensible, to be honest. So there is a way to speak natural, like a native speaker, which is going to be different than super duper clear teacher English, right? So hot, hot. I don't speak that way. I say hot, hot. So I'm still pronouncing the T, I'm just holding that final sound. But if you're saying hot, 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 that is not comprehensible. And that is something that you would need to work on. LRs, right? So, or and VBs. So heavy rain. So that would be the teacher English, right? How would I say it normally? Heavy rain, pretty close. Heavy rain. But if you're saying heavy lane, which is something a Japanese speaker might say, heavy lane, because the BV and then the LR issue. If you're saying heavy lane, then it's not the other person's fault if they have trouble understanding you. That's something that you need to work on. So there's a lot of reasons why it's not your fault that somebody doesn't understand you, or they're having trouble understanding you, or they're not communicating. There's a communication issue. There's a lot of reasons why it could be the other person's fault, but then you also have to look at yourself and listen to yourself, or ask the teacher for their opinion. But you really have to be honest with yourself about your own pronunciation. And this is not just pronunciation, it's also vocabulary and grammar. But right now, I'm just focusing on pronunciation at this moment. But you also need to ask yourself, am I pronouncing it clearly? Now, you don't have to sound like a native speaker. That's not necessary. There's a lot of examples of non-native speakers of English who are perfectly clear, but still have their accent from their, first language. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with still having that accent from your first language. Everybody has an accent. The question is it comprehensible? And that's always going to be the question you need to ask yourself as well. So you got to be honest with yourself about your own pronunciation and your English ability in general. Be honest with yourself and make those changes if you need to. Ask your teacher for help. Listen to yourself and be honest. But there's a lot of reasons why it's not your fault when communication breaks down or somebody doesn't respond to you. So just kind of, again, the key theme, recurring theme in all of my classes and all of these podcasts, and what I always talk about is just being honest with yourself at the end of the day. But also give yourself some grace, right? And give yourself the benefit of the doubt as well, that sometimes it isn't your fault and the other person is just not paying attention. They don't want to talk to you. They're not familiar with your accent, or they're, again, they just see you as a foreigner and or a non-native speaker, and they just gonna speak like a baby, like you're a baby, right? So anyway, a lot of things to think about, but again, at the end of the day, be nice to yourself, give yourself some grace, give yourself the benefit of the doubt, but also be honest with yourself about your own grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation. Okay, I'm gonna end it there. That's under 20 minutes, thank God. So I've been really trying to keep it under 20 or under. If you have any questions or comments, leave and you're listening on YouTube, then definitely put it in the comments. Give me some suggestions if you have any thing you want to hear about in the future podcasts. I have a few ideas, but I can always use a few more.